only one way to go. This is Dr. Herbert O. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Meditation. Only one way to go. We all think we have many ways to go to find out who we are, to find out what our goal is in life, to find out what our direction is life. What our direction in life is. We feel that we have all sorts of ways to go to accomplish this, and we are working on it very assiduously. And we think that is just wonderful, that is so powerful, that is so great and so good and so beautiful, and so we follow that one way. We follow the way of a master. We learn of all sorts of people that we can turn to who will guide us and direct us and help us. But as all of them say the same thing, we have to go within ourselves. We have to go to the center of our own being. We have to go and be at peace with ourselves. Most of our life is spent running away. Most of our life is spent running away from one thing or another. We find something that is beautiful, and then it makes a demand upon us, and we run away from it. We find something that is significant, and it's changing a lot of people's lives, and it's causing a lot of people to think differently. And so we look into it, and we find that there's lots that we have to do. We have to let go of the past. We have to live in the now. We have to concern ourselves with our own life and let go of being concerned about others' lives. And we don't like that. We don't like that at all, because that is not how we have grown up. That's not how we've been raised. That's not how we've been trained. Well, we've been trained all of our life to live in a world that's guided, directed, controlled, manipulated, operated by somebody else. Always there were our parents who gave us directions and told us what to do. Our peers told us what to do. Our teachers told us what to do. Everyone told us what to do. And so we settled into a picture, a box, that said, this is what you do. And we felt quite comfortable in that box. And so we meditated on that box. We meditated on doing what the world tells us to do and be happy in doing it. Doing what the world says we are and be happy in that. Knowing that there are people who are greater than we are, people who are more powerful than we are, people who are more significant and more responsible than we are, and we should follow their advice. Follow the advice of our parents, follow the advice of our peers, follow the advice of our government, follow the advice of our teachers, follow the advice of everyone else. Very seldom are we taught to think before you act. Oh, people say, think before you talk. Think what's going to happen before you do anything. Now, is that the way they achieve their accomplishment? Quite likely, no. Because if you think before you act, you will not act upon your first thought. You will consider each of the things that go on in your thinking system. And if you think, I will walk across the street, but first I will look both ways to make sure there's no traffic. And no, why am I going to walk across the street? What benefit is it going to be for me to walk across the street? When I get to the other side, is it any better than over on this side? Should I go and greet a friend over there, or can I just holler across the street, hi, John, hi, Mary? Or can I work this way or that way? You see, always we're taught to think before we act. And so the impetuous acting, the inspirational acting, the acting that comes from within, from our divine within us, is lost. The intuitiveness is gone. And all meditation to be effective must be intuitive. And it is intuitive when it is based on our first thought, based on our first impression, based on who we are, not what the world thinks we should be or what others think we should be or how we try to manipulate ourselves so that we will coordinate, cooperate, and be one with others in their program. Meditation is an art of thinking your first thought. It is listening to the divine within you, within me. And as I listen to the divine within me, I'm always coming up with some rather remarkable, beautiful, rewarding situation that makes me feel very good, makes me feel very comfortable, makes me feel very happy. And as I do that, as I feel very happy, I feel like everything is going along just fine. Everything is going along smoothly, wonderfully, perfectly, and I feel very good about myself. And as I feel very good about myself, I know that everything I do is wonderful. I know everything I do is fulfilling and rewarding. Meditation is the art of tuning in to our inner self and being one with our inner self and allowing our inner self to reveal to us whatever it is that it wants to reveal to us, not what we want it to reveal. Because whatever we want of our inner self is a preconceived idea which comes with a preconceived package, which comes with a preconceived control, which comes from however we have been raised and trained and brought up. Now, if you're going to become an architect, you have one major problem. And that major problem is to say, I am an architect. For if you say, I want to become an architect, you'll always be in the state of becoming. If you say, I would like to be an architect, you are not yet an architect and never will be an architect. The day has to come in your consciousness when you say of yourself about anything that interests you, I am that. I am an architect. I am a father. I am a husband. I am a wife. I am a mother. I am thoughtful. I am loving. You see, all of these things, if we think about them, we think of all the ramifications involved in them. And we limit ourselves as we reveal those aspects in our life. If I think about being a father, I think, what does it mean to be a father? How can I be a father of quality? How can I be a father based upon how as good as my father was or as bad as my father was? How can I be a father based upon the sitcoms that I see where Father Knows Best and all these sort of things? And when I live from that basis, I'm living from 100% limitation because I am not being myself. Now, how did the finest father ever become the finest father? How did the finest father that ever lived learn to be the finest father? You say, well, who's the finest father? That's the point. How did any father learn to be any father that it was? Maybe it was not a good father. Maybe it was not a bad father. Maybe it was a half-baked father. Who knows? But you, when you say, I am the ideal father, then you just go for it. And your inner meditations will always be upon the ideal father. Your inner meditations will always be you revealed as the ideal father. Now, you don't know what ideal father is. We never do. But we know it is what we would like to be because it's all encompassing. It's all revealing. It's all uplifting. It's all enfolding. And it's wonderful. The ideal mother, the ideal son or daughter, the ideal person, the ideal being. Oh, that really would be a great one. If we were the ideal being, we would be the ideal father, the ideal mother, the ideal son, the ideal daughter, the ideal everything. That's who we would be. But do we think of that? No. We want to think of ourselves as a father or a mother. We want to think of ourselves as an architect. We want to think of ourselves as something. And every one of the somethings is something that we are yet to reveal in our life and experience. So, if I say I am the ideal being, then I reach beyond all of those other limitations. And you say, well, you know, Herb, you talk about these same principles again and again and again. You talk about these same principles and you share them with us again and again and again. And I say to you, yes, I share them with me again and again and again. Because whatever I'm talking about me. When I'm the ideal person, the ideal being, everyone is happy in my presence, and everything is a success in my presence, and everything is healthy, hearty, and joyful in my presence. Wow, don't you think you're good? No, I know I'm good. I know that I am the ideal being, and I live with that attitude in my mind, that consciousness in my awareness. I am the ideal being. So when I meditate on being the ideal being, I am naturally harmonious. I am naturally loving, unconditionally loving. I am naturally one-pointed. I'm naturally self-disciplined. I'm naturally every beneficial condition that comes with being the ideal of anything. As I train myself to be the ideal, as I reveal in myself to be the ideal, I am the ideal. Now you can meditate on anything you like. You can put your attention on anything you like. You can work on all of the programs that many people teach, which are functional. They work. They accomplish that unique gift that you're seeking to achieve, and they're okay. It's never been my point ever to put down another person's program, because I am not aware of just what they're trying to do in that program. But I can only say what I know for myself. When I have a program, I want that program to be as all-encompassing as possible. I want that program to reveal my absolute ideal being. My absolute ideal being, that's all of me. We have love songs saying, all of me, I give you all of me. Now, why do we say something like that? Well, do we have aspects of our being that we don't want to share in our relationship? Do we have that we smoke cigars or pipe or cigarettes and we don't want that in our relationship? We don't want to tell people about that because it'll alienate them from us because they don't smoke. Do we not tell people that we drink liquor because we don't want them alienated from us because they don't drink alcohol? Do we not tell people that we swear and use bad language because we don't want them to be alienated from us because they have a pure tongue? And on we could go. But when we give all of ourselves to anything, we give all of our little idiosyncrasies, all of our idiosyncrasies that are not necessarily beneficial or that are beneficial. We give all of ourselves. And we say, I am peace. We don't mean peace here, peace there, peace however, anywhere. We mean peace everywhere. When I say, I am peace, I take a deep breath and let it all out, and I just feel relaxed. I don't know what this peace is going to do to me, but I know it's going to make me feel peaceful. I know it's going to take away the tension. I know it's going to dissipate the problems that I have, and they will not seem to be so difficult. When I say I am peace, I immediately lower my attitude. I no longer am so hyper. I no longer am pushing myself to the limit. I am just relaxed and being peace. I'm being peace. And my whole life, my whole body says, ah, I like that. I like that. I work best when you're at peace. Oh, I thought you worked best when you're hyper, when you take drugs, when you do something to cause yourself to be hallucinated. No, not at all. That is living in the outer world. When I live in the inner world, I take no drugs. I take no hallucinogens. I take no narcotics. I take no alcohol. I take nothing that is going to separate my brain from my mind, from my allness. Whenever I do anything, think a bad thought, think a thought of worry or concern or anxiety, or take drugs or take medicines, do any of these things, whenever I do any of those things, I cannot go into meditation. As they say, you're doped. You are on something that is making you not totally yourself. You're doped so you don't feel the pain. You're doped so you are unaware of the anxiety the world is causing you. You're doped so that you can allow yourself to let your body relax and be at peace. Is that what you want? Truly, there's only one way to go. And that's the way with a clear heart, a clear mind, a clear love for yourself, a clear recognition that all is good and very good. Whenever I am at peace with myself, whenever I am peace, whenever I am unconditional love, whenever I am truth, whenever I let go of teaching, whenever I let go of preaching, whenever I let go of telling another how to live their life, and I live my life, for the joy of it, then I am in the high state of pure meditation. Then I am in the only way to go. That state is in me, not outside of me, not the world around me. The world around me is a reflection of my thought. But in me, where am I putting my concentration? On what am I putting my direction of my thought? Over what am I making myself manager of myself? There's only one way to go, and that's within myself, within yourself. I cannot be the teacher for you, the master for you. I cannot be the one for you that leads you on the pure path. Only you can lead yourself on the pure path. And you lead yourself on the pure path. I lead myself on the pure path when I let go of the past. I let go of anything that ever happened before. And as I let go of anything that ever happened before, I am living in now. And as I live now, I seek nothing from anywhere, from anything, from anyhow. I am living now. And I say to myself, I like me. I like me. And I don't say just the way I am, because just the way I am indicates anotherness, an otherness. And I am living now. I am living the beingness that I am now, with no relationship to any past, present, or future, just now. And the only way to go is to live now, to be now, to enjoy now, to delight in now. If I ever want to be a teacher, to tell other people what wonderful things I know, I am a fool. If I ever want to be a minister and go out and preach in churches and tell people how they should live their lives and how they could better live their lives and enjoy a more fulfilled experience, I'm a fool. You say, well, Herb, are you saying all ministers are fools? All teachers are fools? And I say, anytime I feel superior to somebody else that I can tell them how to bake a better cake or repair the watch or build a house or live their lives, anytime I feel that I can do that, then I'm in trouble. If I choose to do anything at all, I say to them, only when I go within do I get the answer. Only when I am still and listen to my divine self do I find what is highest and best for me. Only when I know who I am will I ever be who I am. And I know who I am by listening to the divine in me, listening to that inner self, going in meditation, going the only way there is to go in me. No one can tell me how to do this. No one can show me the way. No one can be a minister into my life and lead me to another teacher or another philosopher or another way of thinking. Because always I must come back to the one thought, me. How do I think about this? What makes my life beautiful? What makes my life noble? What makes my life desirable for me? And often what makes my life desirable for me is not what some other person might want to do. They might want to be in the world and of the world. And as they are in the world of the world, they are in limitation. And if I teach them that path, I am teaching limitation. But if I am living the path of being myself and having fun, if I am living the path of saying I like me, if I am living in the path that says my world is good and very good and there is nothing in my world I would change because everywhere I look I see myself and I see all good and all beautiful and all fantastic in my world. It's great, great, great. And when I live that way, when I think that way, when I am that way, I find, yes, it is true. It's the only way to go. There's only one way to go, and that's inside me, inside you. And when we in meditation go inside of ourselves and let go, living in the now, being who we are at this instant, we'll find that we have opened the door to the greatest gift, the greatest blessing, the greatest joy we could ever know, ever. And it is wonderful. It is glorious. And it is true. But it is who we are, who I am, who you are. And that's really all that matters, isn't it? There's only one way to go, and that's in meditation, in me. Know that as you make this journey into your inner self, as you make this meditation journey into your inner awareness, you find a peace that is more magnificent, more wonderful than anything you could ever dream could happen to you. And it's yours, as you take the only way there is to go within yourself and say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And you know, as you're on this journey, and you know I love myself, I love you, I love you, I love you, oh yes, I love you.